Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
How's everybody doing today?
They're good, Lisa.
How do you know?
I just know.
You just can feel it?
I can feel it.
Do you have intuition?
I'm intuitive.
You say you have a gut instinct.
I do.
So I will take you at your word.
Thank you.
And Samantha, how are you?
I'm good, Lisa.
Good to hear.
This is just going to be a short one, girls and boys.
Girls and boys. You know what? I'm going to call them men and women.
Friends of the podcast.
Friends of the podcast. That's what they really are. They're friends of the podcast.
Well, here's hoping they're friendly.
I think they're friendly.
Yeah?
But even if they're not friendly, to each
how do we know?
Own.
They don't comment, and that irks you.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
But that's a whole different topic.
It's a whole different podcast. Just joking, friends of the podcast. Just well, happy that you listen.
You know, Lisa, you mentioned something to me the other day.
Okay.
Well, you mentioned that you thought Mike Myers was the new host of the new version of The Gong Show, the revival of The Gong Show.
Because he is.
Well, I was like, I'm curious, so I caught it the other day.
You watched it?
Yeah, I did.
Boy, I was not curious.
I did. Will Arnett, Ken Jeong, and...
I like Ken Jeong.
The guy from Parks and Rec. What the heck is his name? I can't remember. Anyways, they were the judges.
Yeah.
And so I was watching the host, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, that is so Mike Myers in prosthetics.
He, like, has a fake face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? He makes the show.
Because he's funny?
Because he's funny. His one-liners and the stuff that he says about the acts are really, really funny. Nothing else about the show is funny. Just him.
Well, that's funny that you say that because back in the 70s when the show originated, or I don't know if it originated, but when it was on, wasn't funny then either.
No?
No. I remember when we were kids and the town we lived in Stainer didn't have cable. But when it did get cable,
woohoo,
and The Gong Show was a big one.
Oh,
yeah, because my parents watched it. But I just, for some reason, it never, ever crossed my mind to watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike you.
Well, I don't know. I'll be honest. Don't know if I'm going back.
Oh, okay.
I may go back just to watch him again.
Yeah.
Because I think Mike Myers is very funny.
He is funny.
But anything else with the show, not so much. But I have been watching the old game shows that are coming back.
There's some that I've watched.
Yeah. I've watched the $100,000 Pyramid with Michael Strahan.
I don't mind that.
Not sure why he's the host. Mm. I've watched...
Not sure why they don't win the money more often.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't know.
Imagine you and I on that show. would you be the person who answers, the person who gives the clues?
I think I'd probably want to be the person who gives the clues.
And that's proper answer, because I think that I'd have to answer, because if I was giving the clues, it'd be like, time up. I'd still be on the first clue, right? Whereas I think you'd be more precise.
Yes, I'd be quicker.
Yeah, yeah. So but, that's kind of funny.
But I have also watched, the one that's hosted by Anthony Anderson, who's in the TV show Blackish.
Okay.
He's a host.
Yeah.
And he brings his mom on.
That's kind of funny.
Who's a co-host. Yeah. It's kind of funny. And it's called To Tell the Truth. And that's an old 50s game show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like the $100,000 Pyramid is old. A 70s game show.
From the 70s.
Or 60s or 70s or something like that.
Yeah.
But Match Game is back too. And Alec Baldwin is the host.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I don't mind him as the host on it because I think he's kind of funny. But now the problem with Alec Baldwin is all I see is Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get past that.
That's
but
right.
I like the Match Game because sometimes Rosie O'Donnell's on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually, the Match but Game, I don't, like, the but stars I, are interesting.
Yeah, but I don't get the concept of it. Mm. Like, I don't really understand it, you know, enough. But you know which one that I've been watching, which is kind of funny, is Beat Shazam.
That's the new one with Jamie Foxx.
With Jamie Foxx. And it's just like the old Name That Tune.
Oh, I love the name.
Right?
I love that one.
Because they determine who can name it in isn't
three
it like,
notes
yeah
two
in,
notes
exactly
four notes
yeah but I think the originals are better
yeah
right
yeah
like I just think the originals
does that make
are
us
better.
Old Lisa
I don't think old? It no I don't think it I think it makes us appreciate what's better Samantha it might make you old but it doesn't make me old
really
yeah hmm. It just makes me appreciate the originals yeah yeah
so you're not into the revivals is that what you're saying
not as much into the revivals no
okay.
But I will say what I am looking forward to is Battle of the Network Stars.
I know I saw that the
so
other day.
Excited because I used to watch that as a kid too.
Yes,
that was back when Scott Baio was like Scott
and
Baio.
It's all D-list actors
completely. It's like hilarious right
because I saw Poncho. That's one of the guys. What's that guy's name from Chips?
Punch. Poncherello.
Yeah and I'm like, you're a D-list actor. You're on Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah.
This is exactly what they did back in the day in the
70s. Except for Scott Baio.
Scott Baio's super old.
No, but back in the 70s, he was on the original.
And he's back.
Is he on Battle of the Network
Stars? I think I saw him too.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That'll make me watch it even more. I didn't know that. I just knew that he was an original.
No, all, like, a whole bunch of oldies, okay. But goodies are coming back.
Huh. But you know what I think is kind of funny, though? Is any friends of the podcast, anybody who's our age, which is, like, you know, mid-40s and up, don't tell me that you didn't spend every sick day on the couch with Bob Barker from The Price is Right.
Of course he did.
Right? It's like Bob Barker babysat you when you had a sick day.
Hi. I loved the game Plinko.
Everybody loved Plinko.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I like the little, I like the one where he golfed, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He always got it in Bob Barker.
Always. He could always do it. And then, do you remember the one where they had, like, the little yodeling, yodely-hee-ho, that guy, and then he'd chip off? That was a good one, too. And then he'd tip, right, if he didn't guess it right. He didn't hit the button.
Yodely-hee-ho.
Yeah, boom, done. Yeah.
Those were really good game shows.
They were, but you know what, I don't, but again, in true fashion, I don't necessarily appreciate the Drew Carey version of The Price is Right.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Well, it could be because maybe it's just not as exciting. Like, back when we were kids, you had no clue how much things cost.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, how much is this, you know, thing of peroxide? And people were all like, no, higher, higher.
Lower, lower, lower.
So, but I like those games.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think those are good. And I did watch an episode of Celebrity Family Feud.
I don't mind
it that. It was Kelly Clarkson and Amy Schumer.
That's kind of funny.
Amy That'd be kind Schumer's of funny. Team won.
Did they really? Wow.
Oh my God.
But
they
I like
were
Steve
hilarious.
Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a good game host.
He's a really
but
good game host.
But he has his
host.
Own show too.
Yeah.
His own talk show.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know what I don't, I just don't understand why someone like Alec Baldwin would host Match Game.
I don't know. Because I think it was before he had anything to do. Because Match Game was this is the second season,
is
right?
Is it the second season?
Yeah, because they all, and same with $1,000 Pyramid, they were all last year.
Okay, but why are they coming back? Why are all these shows coming
okay,
back now?
I think the reason why they come back is because it's like the summer holiday, so everybody's like, ah, right? Everybody's relaxed. There's no stress. Uh-huh. And I think that a game show is probably like similar to like a comfort food. Like your potato.
Yeah.
Game show is like your potato.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So you just watch it. It's just like fluff. Nobody cares.
Doesn't hurt your head.
Doesn't hurt your head. And it's just kind of fun.
Okay.
That's why I think that they're back. You know?
All right.
But I'm not saying that they should be back. I don't know if they should be back.
Well, I think, okay. I did watch $100,000 Pyramid.
Yeah.
And it was Rosie O'Donnell and Kathy Najimini.
Yeah, and they're both
buddy. Oh, my God. Those ladies were awesome.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that it depends on who they have.
On who they have, I agree.
As stars for that one.
I agree.
Because Michael Strahan does not make me want to watch that show.
No, he doesn't do, he doesn't do that for me either.
No, not at all.
He's not the draw.
No.
But you know what I think is funny, though, is that, like, personally, if I was going to watch a game show, I want to see, like Deal or No Deal. Like, that was like,
Yeah, with Howie Mandel.
Yeah, like, that was, like, high stakes.
Yeah.
You know, but my favorite one that they did for the longest time was Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, I love that
one.
Yeah,
because guess what?
Yeah.
Not smarter.
No.
Never was smarter.
No.
Like, just basically, like, even like, okay, so Jimmy's picked a grade one math. And I'm like, wow, Lisa's got no clue, right? But I loved it because it was so, and like all those smart ass little kids were like, I know this one, right? Just pick it. I'm in grade two and I know the grade two question.
Oh my God.
And the contestant's like 50 and he's like, I don't know.
So I watched it a couple times too and I'm like, oh my God, I have to stop watching it because I'm feeling stupid.
I know,
like,
right?
I don't need this in my world.
Yeah, but then every now and then you get one and you're like,
knew that one.
Oh, yes, I did.
Bitch, please.
Bitch, please. or you know, or if they guess the wrong one, but some of them are hard.
Yeah.
And then I just think, did I get through grade five?
I know.
Did I, like, was it back in the days where you just got put through to grade six no matter what? I think it had to have been. Because I don't think I passed grade five.
I don't.
Made me question.
You made you question when you
question.
Learned.
Yeah. Yeah. But yet, who wants to be a millionaire? I feel more confident that I know more of those answers.
Well, because then I think it's probably more like trivia based, right?
Yeah.
So
as
you
opposed
might
to like
know more random facts.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
As opposed to
but
like
sometimes
surreal.
It's like, dude, phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Yeah. You know, but I also enjoy who wants to be in the first go, like with Reach.
Yeah.
I like Regis, that. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was pretty
but
good.
But it's still going.
Yeah.
It's Chris Harris now.
Yeah. But it just doesn't feel the same.
No.
No. And I mean, I'm still a fan of Jeopardy. Hate Wheel of Fortune. Hate it.
Oh, I don't don't mind it.
Really? Yeah. I never liked it. Mm. I'm like, Vanna White, so, like, how you doing? Right? I just never got her.
Go touch that letter.
Right? Like, her job went from being so easy, like, in the 80s to easier.
I know.
Right? She played her cards right, because now she's just touching.
Now she's just
touching. Gone from turning to now, oh, I'm Vanna White, now I just touch.
Now I just touch.
Right? Yeah, it was just kind of funny. Right?
It's true.
But, yeah.
Okay, but, what? Okay, so there's, like, revival game shows.
Yeah.
Classic TV shows are coming back, too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No, but you know what? Hawaii 5-0.
But are they remakes or are they the old ones?
No, remakes. They're remakes of classic TV shows. Hawaii 5-0, still on.
Yeah, I don't know if
several seasons in, by the way.
Really?
The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon, Oscar and Felix. It's a classic.
Yeah,
I don't watch it, to be honest.
No.
And Full House is on Netflix. They brought that back.
I say bring back Happy Days.
Oh!
Bring back Happy Days.
Too old now.
Yeah, but no, but don't revive it. Just bring it back.
Like a remake.
Yeah, because it's the summer and it's not stressful.
Okay.
Happy Days, not stressful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks is coming back.
Not a fan.
It's creepy.
That's over my head.
It was creepy.
It's over my head.
You were gonna see it.
Completely over my head. Don't get it.
Oh my god, because I'm just like, Lisa can't watch this show. She'll never understand.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
It's a very twisty, plotty show.
Like The X-Files. Don't get it.
Oh, I love The X-Files. Mm. Watch it all the time. And I watched the limited series that came out.
No.
The 6 episodes. It was awesome.
No.
Dana Scully, David Duchovny, as well as Smallville.
But the one that I do like that they bring back each season, now I think this is the third season, is The Night Shift.
That's not a remake.
I know, but I'm plugging it, Samantha. Friends of the Family.
It is a summer
Friends
show.
Of the Family. Sorry. Friends of the Podcast. Because this show is so... I really enjoy this show. So if you're looking for a good summer show that just... is not really that much to think about. It's like...
But it's quick-paced.
It's quick-paced, but it's like a hospital drama. The Night Shift.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good.
It's really good.
And, in case you don't know, spoiler alert, and Samantha, I don't even know, maybe you didn't know this, when they flash across the bottom and it says, like, 24 hours in, or it says 10, 12, and it gives you the time?
Yes.
Do you know that that's because they're on the night shift and that's what time it's happening?
Oh, sweet mother of God. Seriously, did you just explain that to me?
I did. I completely just explained that to you. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Oh, that's air quotes. Don't use air quotes. I just didn't know.
Don't.
I didn't know if you connected it.
I know what that means.
Okay, I didn't know.
You're the one that doesn't know what shit means.
I know what not
You're the
shit
one that
means.
Texted me last night. Is that Kelly Ripa's husband? Yes.
Well, because I didn't know. Because he's on it.
Yes.
He's on the night shift.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Lisa.
Okay, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know if you knew that part.
Don't explain that stuff to me.
Okay, well,
I'm the one that has explained stuff to you.
You don't know.
I can't wait till the blacklist starts again, because here we go.
Really?
Yep.
That's such a lie.
I'm serious, man.
You're not even being truthful right now.
Really?
Yeah, you are misleading the friends of the podcast.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm being truthful to the friends of the podcast.
I disagree. Back to the topic, Samantha. How about we get back to the topic? I think the game shows, though, I mean, I agree. I think it's kind of like light and fluffy.
Well, because it's called, on Sunday, it's called Sunday Fun Day.
Yeah.
And then I think during the week, it's...
You know which one I wish they'd bring back?
Something.
Bring back that one with, who was that, Jane, the tall blonde-haired lady who did that one for
me. Oh, it came back! Hollywood Game Night! It's back!
It's back!
Yeah, it's back!
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah,
we like that.
I watched the first, premiere was like 2 days ago.
Okay, good to know, because
yeah, no,
I always
back.
Liked that one. Okay, good. Because she was good.
Mm-hmm.
With the Butterworth band or something.
Yeah.
Right? Something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
That was, and that was, again, I watched it based on the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. But Hollywood Game Night reminds me of when Burt Reynolds had his game show. Do you remember that?
No. And you're older than me. I don't recall.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Burt Reynolds?
No. Yeah. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't remember the name of the show. But it harkens back to that where he would bring celebrities on and they would do different games.
And it was
stuff.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Like BJ and the Bear.
Yeah.
No, don't recall.
Google it, people. I'm right.
So weird what a year and age does.
Really?
That just shows
really?
It right there.
Let's not have this conversation
okay,
right
that's
now,
not,
Lisa.
Samantha. That's not. But you know what? I think
we were having such a good chat.
We're getting along so well for 14 minutes. You know what I think, friends of the podcast? If you're just looking for some light entertainment,
yeah,
revisit the game shows.
Yeah, because, you know, unfortunately, summer...
There's nothing good on.
No, the summer shows suck, except for the night shift.
Yeah, except for the night shift. Mm-hmm. So I think... But I get why they do it, right? It's because it's just there's nothing else on, and why not?
Yeah.
And I think they get decent ratings.
Absolutely.
But they wouldn't get those ratings all year.
No.
So just short-term gain.
Short-term fun.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay.
All right, Samantha.
Thanks for listening.
Always a pleasure.
You know it.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.